WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Writer Dustin Lance Black was brought up in the Mormon faith, and he drew on his Mormon background when he wrote for Big Love, about a polygamous family that broke away from a polygamous compound in Utah. The compound members consider themselves true followers of Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon faith, although the Mormon church doesn't recognize them and disavows polygamy and compounds like this one. Black is also the screenwriter and executive producer of Milk, the new movie starring Sean Penn as Harvey Milk. In 1977, Milk became the first openly gay man to be elected to office in the U.S., Before completing his first term on San Francisco's Board of Supervisors, though, he was assassinated by fellow supervisor Dan White. Terry spoke with Dustin Lance Black in November about Harvey Milk, about growing up gay in the Mormon church, and about writing for Big Love.
Are there any aspects of the stories, any plot points or scenes that came directly out of something that you had observed, even though you grew up in the Mormon faith, not in one of these fundamentalist breakaway sects?
Right. Oh, all the time, constantly. I mean, I think that in writing the show, I would always drift towards stories between Bill Paxton, who plays, you know, Bill on the show, and Doug Smith, who plays the son on the show, Ben. And I think that's because I was, you know, that age in the Mormon church. I was little Benny's age. And, you know, just being this sort of young man who is learning about the church and sort of confused by it a bit, but really wanting to embrace it. So, you know, the scenes where Bill is either giving lessons about the church or, you know, doing a laying on of hands. I think in season two there was a scene in one of my episodes where he has a really sweet talk with his son and he ends it with a blessing, and the son is sort of kneeling before his father, and the father puts his hands on his son's head and bestows the priesthood on him. And that's such a huge moment in the Mormon church, and it's one you really look forward to, like having your father bestow the priesthood on you. And, you know, I never got to have that. My father left when I was very young. So, you know, in that way, it was sort of some Mormon wish fulfillment going on in that particular scene.
I remember some ambivalence in that scene because the son has become kind of rebellious and unsure about the Mormon faith.
Yes, he has. I wonder where that came from. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's something you go through. The Mormon faith is tough on a young man. It's saying, you know, take all these urges and feelings you're having, all these passions, and put a lid on them. Push them down. And it's, you do, you question it. You're like, really? Why do I have all these feelings? Why do I have all of this? Why do I have a sexuality if I'm not allowed to express it? You know, it was heterosexual in Big Love. You know, Ben was struggling with the fact that he had lost his virginity and was having this sexual relationship with a girl that he wasn't married to, which is a big no-no. And, you know, for me, that was probably my way of telling the story of, you know, having to put a lid on my own sexuality as a kid.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Dustin Lance Black. He wrote the new movie Milk, which stars Sean Penn as Harvey Milk. What did Harvey Milk mean to you?
Boy, you know, I know it sounds super corny, but Harvey Milk really did save my life. I was about 13 years old when my mother remarried. She remarried a handsome Catholic army soldier and he moved us out of San Antonio, Texas to Salinas, California. We were stationed at Fort Ord. And, you know, I was a pretty dark kid. I had known that I was gay since a very early age. It's not hard to know that when you grow up in Texas and Mormon and in the military, because you're hearing a lot of, you know, homophobic slurs constantly. So you have a name for it. The moment you first have those feelings, you have a name for it. And you also know that that you're going to hell, you know, that you're less than the other kids. You know, all these things that you've been taught from a very early age in that atmosphere. And so coming to Salinas and discovering the theater in the Bay Area, the Central Coast, and then soon thereafter discovering San Francisco. And I had a theater director, and one day he told a little group of us the story of this out gay man. And I was like, what, you know, what the heck's an out gay man? You know, that sounds like someone who's in a lot of trouble. Like he probably should be running. you know, because it seemed like not a really, really bright move. But then he said, you know, no, this out gay man ran for public office and he was elected and his city loved him. And more important than his words were just kind of the glow about him. I could tell that, you know, it had been many, many, many years, you know, decade or more since the assassination, and he was still glowing about this man. There was a lot of pride there. You know, first I was horrified. I was like, oh my God, why is he telling me this story? What does he know about me? But, you know, later that night and for the next several years until I came out, it just was a story of great hope. I thought, wow, you know, people can come out and people can be honest about this. And Harvey spoke a lot about that. You know, he said his election wasn't just an election for the gay people in San Francisco. It wasn't just a victory for the gay people in San Francisco. You know, I really believe that, you know, many, many years later, after his assassination, he did give me that hope to keep going.
Do you think your drama teacher knew that you were gay and that's why he told you the story?
Oh, I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. I mean, I was a pretty, you know, I was a pretty quiet kid. It's like you can see the damage that closeting does to adolescents. I was very, very shy. I'd sort of, you know, retreated into myself. And even if he didn't, it's a wonderful story. It teaches straight kids. It teaches straight people that, you know, gay people are to be honored and not to be sort of made fun of or picked on. So, but I bet he did. I bet he did.
So growing up in the Mormon church, what were you taught about homosexuality?
Let me think about that for a second. Boy.
Maybe it was ignored. Maybe you weren't taught anything.
No, I'm trying to think of when I first heard about homosexuality. I think it was in the Boy Scouts. And the Boy Scouts, in Texas at least, in the Randolph Ward where I grew up, it's absolutely tied to the Mormon church. You know, all the functions take place in the Mormon church. It was immediately clear that it was wrong and that if I did come out, I would, you know, probably suffer physical harm, if not just bring great shame to my family. So I would imagine the next time I heard it was in some young men's group, you know, and you start those fairly early. Everything's very advanced in the Mormon church. You're an elder very early on and, you know, you're given those responsibilities fairly early on. And so at that point, you find out that this is a big sin in the church. Plus, you know, in order to get into heaven in the Mormon church, you need to be married. You need to have a temple marriage. And you're definitely not getting that if you're marrying a boy. So you know that you're not going to heaven, and you know that you'll likely be harmed. Those are the early lessons.
So were you confident that if you stayed in the closet that you wouldn't be condemned to hell? Or did you think, even if you had the homosexual feelings and didn't express them, that you're going to go to hell anyways?
No, you definitely have the feeling in the Mormon church that if you can repress those feelings, that you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like you were honored for that. Like this was the cross that you had to bear, and this was your challenge on this planet. But every time I heard that from, you know, an elder or, you know, a Sunday school teacher, I always went, wow, are you gay? Like, really? I got this feeling that they were repressing something. I'm like, okay, all right, you must be hiding this too. And you start to get the sense that everybody is, you know, gay in the Mormon church. That's a horrible thing to say. But, you know, it was like, is everyone suppressing this? Is this a thing that everyone feels and we all just have to deal with? And I remember thinking that many times as a kid.
Thank you so much for talking with us and congratulations on the film.
Oh, thank you so much, Terry.
Dustin Lance Black is the screenwriter and executive producer of Milk, the new movie starring Sean Penn as Harvey Milk. He also wrote for the HBO series Big Love.